Today, the New Kids on the Block kick off their reunion tour on the Today Show here in New York. The rebirth of the jillion-dollar-selling proto-boy band has meant the memories have come a-flooding back for our producer, Ian Chillog. He's here with the latest in our series, The Best Song in the World Today. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
What you got to say for yourself?
Okay. Now, back in April, the New Kids appeared together on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Kind of announced this whole tour. And in our editorial meeting the day before, we were talking about, you know, what we wanted to do on the show. And it came up that the reason they're doing this is that it's the 20th anniversary of Hangin' Tough.
I can't believe that.
I know.
It makes me feel horribly old.
I know. I did the math in my head, and I thought, I'm 29. There's no way I was 9 when this song came out. There's no way. Because I have this really distinct memory of the first time I heard of them, and that being in 7th grade, so I was like 12 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I remember going to this party, and it was supposed to be a party, but I got there, and it was all girls, and they had laid out...
Which is not your idea of a good time, apparently.
Yeah, no, I was totally caught off guard. And they, like, the girl who was hosting the party had a pool table, and she had laid out, like, cut out from Tiger Beat and Bop, just, like, all these heads of the New Kids, like, covering the whole pool table in this, like, impromptu collage. And the girls wanted me to, like, say which one I thought was cuter, Donnie or Joe. And it was just, like, it was this horrible, horrible experience. But that is my first memory. And I really distinctly, like, I remember being, like, oh, this thing, this new thing, the New Kids, I can't stand it. Right. So anyway, so after this meeting, after I made this big fuss at the meeting about how there's no way this is wrong, it's not 20 years old. It's like
after our meeting at the BP. Yeah.
Right. I'm at my desk picking songs for us to play before the show. I put on Please Don't Go Girl.
Yeah.
Please don't go, girl.
And I hear a few bars of this. And all of a sudden, I'm in 5th grade. Standing up in front of my entire elementary school, singing New Kids on the Block.
What?
In the cafeteria.
You did this?
Yes. I've never experienced this phenomenon of repressed memory before, but, like, I heard the song, and all of a sudden, like, this entire year of my life comes back. And not only did I have this memory predating 7th grade, and so I was wrong, but I remembered I had been in a New Kids on the Block cover band. So the other kids...
It was so traumatic, though. You had buried it deep
it
in the recesses.
It was completely gone. It wiped out not just my memory of this, but like all memory of the New Kids on the Block for me before, you know, whatever it was.
So at this party, sorry, but at this party with the girls, you're like, who are these new kids, this strange new boy band?
You know,
and all along you've been in a New Kids on the Block cover band?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. Okay, so this band, right, it was John, Jennifer, Kevin, and Jean. And Jean was the leader of the band. She could sing, and she had the karaoke machine. It was her karaoke machine that backed us up. And Jean had been my 5th grade girlfriend. So when this memory came back, I had to find Jean.
You were the new kid, and I was already in the school, and I was kind of like, I don't really know him, and you were quiet, and my mom introduced us.
Yeah, that's Jean. She lives in Alabama now. So I came to her school, new school for me, at the end of 4th grade, and at the time I had kind of weird musical tastes for a 4th grader. Like, I was really into R.E.M. I was really into Etta James, the soul singer.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'd like kind of already drawn myself on one side of the pop alternative divide and like on the other side than the New Kids. But I got to the school and, you know, I was new. I didn't really have any friends. And there were these 4 really cool kids and they sang these songs. And I just wanted friends. I just wanted to be part of it. And like I said, you know, John, Jennifer, Jean, and Kevin, their names all started with J and K. And I remember their group was called the JKs.
But we were called the Show-Offs. I have no idea where the JKs came from.
You right. Just made that up?
Yeah, I think. So like, the group was called the Show-Offs, not the JKs. So, like, this repressed memory that
We've already established your memory is crap.
So this repressed memory I have, it was gone. But, like, while it was away, it, like, got twisted. But I think I know where it came from because I think, like, at some point in this period, I have this vague memory, somebody said, like, you know, we could call the group the JKs if not for Ian or something, you know? Like, because I was the only one that
stuck.
Wasn't a JK.
You ruined the name.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, which is dumb, really, when you think about it, because there was only one guy with a K name, too. So, but, like, I just kind of remember obsessing about it. And, by the way, like, the show-offs, JKs thing, I totally trust Jean's memory over my own because she remembers everything. Like, she remembers the talent show.
John got sick during the talent show, so it ended up just being me, you, and Jennifer.
And is that when we did that the New Kid song? Do you remember that?
We actually sang a Tiffany song. It was, yeah, we were big into Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I remember before I got there and when I first started hearing the New Kids on the Block, I just hated it. And then, like, I wanted to be friends with you guys, so I just kind of sucked it up and sang the song, so, you know?
Well, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You were pretty shy, and my mama tried her best to try to get you out there.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was very nice. So, like, it turns out that I sang the New Kids when we performed the show-offs, performed for the sixth graders' graduation, and it wasn't even Please Don't Go Girl, it was some other song. Anyway, so Jean told me, as we were talking about this and kind of like walking through the memory, she told me that before fourth grade, she was like kind of shy, I guess like didn't really do a lot. And her mom had done all these things to kind of get her out there too, like, you know, got her into singing. They would hold dances at their house. I remember going to these dances. And like as horrible as this memory of singing New Kids on the Block in front of my whole school is, I just have to say, I have to make Please Don't Go Girl the best song in the world today because, like, at this forgotten point in my life, Jean and her mom and the New Kids helped me stop being the new kid.
Oh, that's a nice story.
It's humiliating, really, is the word.
We've been together for a long time, baby. Do you have to leave? I just can't live without you.
That was Ian Chillog of the Show-Offs and also of the BPP. And this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.